All right, everybody. Good morning or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. Pull up the agenda here. So welcome to the VC Edu call for Monday, December 13th, 2021. This is our last call of the year. I'm going to review our agenda, and then I will we will get started here. Hold on one moment here. Sorry, y'all. Okay, so we'll review the agenda first. We'll go over the IP note. We'll talk about how we take call notes. We'll do a scribe selection. So if there's anybody who would like to be a scribe, then you know, so now it would be great to know that before we get to that part. We'll do some introductions and reintroductions, a few announcements, and then Simone is here today to talk to us about Canada, or discuss with us Canada and Europe standardization updates. And then we can go over a little bit of end of year recap and then planning for next year. I was wondering if anybody has anything to add to the agenda today. And Simone, I see your note. Thank you. Okay. So let's get started here then while Simone works on his audio too. So IP note, anyone can participate in these calls. However, all substantive contributors to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. This link here is the joining link for W3. You can ensure you have a W3 account through this link. And then the W3C community contributor license agreement can be found here. Okay, so call notes. These minutes and an audio recording of everything said on this call, or these calls are archived at this link right here. We typically send the minutes and recording to the mailing list also, to the VC Edu and the public mailing list for the community. We use chat or IRC to cue speakers during our call as well to take minutes. If you are interested in being in the queue and part of the discussion, please add yourself to the queue by doing this, like I'm doing the chat right now, the queue plus. And then if you change your mind or no longer feel as though you need to be, say what you have to say, you can just do queue minus like that. Okay, before we get started, we do need one scribe to take notes during the meeting. Is there anybody here today who would like to scribe? Just so you know, scribes don't have to type anything word for word. It's just to capture sort of the essence of what's going on in the discussion. Today's call will probably be a short call. So if you've never done it before, it might be a good one to try it out on.
If no one else is willing to volunteer, I'll do it, Carrie.
Okay, Phil, thank you.
I have my sling off today for the first day in 6 weeks.
You have two hands today, Phil?
I have two hands, God
forbid. I did. Otherwise, I wouldn't let you scribe. Okay. Put Phil on the scribe. Simone is having some audio issues. I'm going to tell him that he can try Firefox. If anyone else is having audio issues, that's typically the fix for that. So I'm just message him. Real quick here. Okay, so you have a scribe. Thank you, Phil. Okay, so is there anyone here that's new that would like to introduce themselves? I don't know if I see anyone new here today. Okay, how about reintroductions or any announcements that you may have? Okay. Okay, so I have a few announcements and reminders just for others who are listening to the call, because I think everyone else here already knows this very well. We do have a VC Edu task force mailing list, and the link to that will be in the minutes. Tomorrow's CCG call topic is going to focus on the role of community groups just like ours, or the CCG at the W3C, and how we can support the development of the broadly adopted standards and how to best work with the W3C. So this is tomorrow, Tuesday, December 14th, and it is at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, and this link will do the time zone for you. The calendar for CCG is here. I'm just going to put this in. But if you're on the mailing list, you will get this agenda. Just like to mention it in case you'd like to join. Lastly, of course, as I mentioned, this is our last meeting of the year for VC Edu, and we're going to pick up again on January 3rd. So we will see you all then after today. This is our end of year meeting. Let me see if they're not. Simone, how's your audio doing? Can you hear us? Okay. Just give him a minute. No, can't hear you yet. Yeah, Colin, there was, I think, an update to Chrome messed with the with Jitsi's audio. So it's a known issue, and switching to Firefox normally helps. Simone?
Just to have sound check.
Got you.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. So,
well, we're actually at the part of the agenda that is yours anyway. So if you'd like to take it from here, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right. Great. Great to be here, everyone. Just sorted out my audio issues, and I guess a couple of things that I wanted to share with the group and that could be both food for thought, that can turn into more actionable items in next year. There are, I think, two significant work streams happening in the standards world that are related to verifiable credentials outside of the U.S. And one is happening in Canada, particularly this is the CIO Strategy Council of Canada that is working on a national technical specification for digital credentials and digital trust services. I'm going to try to share my screen.
Sure, go for it.
Yeah, let's see if, no, you're not saying that. Yeah, let's see if I can sort this out. Let me get this. All right, so I'm sharing the draft specification, which has been discussed, which has been in discussions, going through
reviews. Simone, yeah. You're not seeing it right now.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're seeing just the gray screen.
Yeah. There you go. Okay, bad luck in attempting this with Jitsi. Well, let me just mention this, and I'll make sure that I share the draft specification in the minutes. Maybe, Carrie, we could do that. So I'll talk over it. And effectively, it is a sister initiative and very much up our alley. And in fact, there may be people in this call that are also participating in the discussions and in the review of this Canadian standard. So that is one thing that it would be great to keep aligned with, or certainly have people from this group be connected with the Canadian work stream. I am, and I know others are. Tim Buma is there, Daryl Dunnell, maybe two names that you may know. This is happening in Canada. The other initiative is about to get started in Europe again. And as some of you may know, Europe has yet another standard development organization called CEN, C-E-N, which is the European Standardization Consortium. And within that particular organization, the Technical Committee on Learning Technologies had done around 2011 some great work around learner records and metadata for learning opportunities. Those became European norms, so effectively published standards. That group went a bit into radio silence and hibernated for a number of years, and it's getting restarted. In fact, a plenary session a couple of weeks ago kicked things off, and I have the draft of the business plan and some of the scope that definitely is, you know, overlapping for parts with what we're doing. And so what I wanted to do is make sure that we have liaisons with these two groups, and we maybe invite them to present what they're doing, or that we can keep things in sync as always. So these were two specific things that I wanted to share. And as soon as I shut up, I'll try to share some links in the chat, but make sure that I'll give you some additional documentation in the minutes. Back to you, Carrie.
Thanks, Simone. That's great. Sorry the share screen didn't work and the Jitsi is giving all of us trouble. Hopefully we figure this out by the next meeting. We don't have a lot of other things in the agenda. The last item I really just wanted to go over with folks was just a little bit of an end of year recap, and then a little bit about what we'll do in the coming year, which isn't formally planned in any way at all, just some, you know, continuation of the current work. I honestly can say that I've been very proud of the work that this community has done. We've been able to sort of, you know, lean on the foundational work that Kim Hamilton Duffy really put into play for us. And also the work of the LER wrapper, which really sort of opened our minds to how could we do this work in ways that make sense to the existing education data standards. And so this year we really made a lot of progress towards, you know, proposing these single assertion alignments to verifiable credentials with open badges, but additionally also more than I even expected us to start doing substantial work on more complex credentials with the comprehensive learner record and also with the European requirements in mind too. And I think more of that is coming this year, right? This coming year. So you can see that happening. Probably, I imagine the Open Badges group and the CLR groups will be having some kind of candidate, some stage of candidacy anyway, in the beginning of the year at some time maybe. I don't have any time frame for that, so I'll just leave it there. But I think we're gonna come up with something. And what's really interesting is that there could be a common data model between the two. So more on that as that keeps going. This year we also got we created a revised charter, which was really important. And we also went through a lot of use cases. So, the next step really, I think with that is to start working on the actual use cases document, which has been moved into a Google Doc, which will start getting populated. I know for me, I have some, you know, be a little bit quieter over the next couple of weeks. So I hope to start translating some of the use cases that you've all presented into that document. And then we can start really analyzing that together to make sure we have what we need to really propose some recommendations. And then other than that, we also have two new co-chairs, which means that we could probably get a lot more done than just me doing things. So that is going to be great too. And that's pretty much what I have really for end of year and coming plans. Once Simone and Dimitri and I have a chance, we will get together and really come up with some actual plans and get that in front of all of you to see what you think about that and what you would like to work on. If you have thoughts of things you really want to see, the topics you think we really should get going on in the new year or as soon as possible, you can always email us directly or send an email to the VC at your mailing list so we can start discussions there. You can also create issues in our repo, which actually I'm going to grab the link for that now and then. Let me get in there and grab that. One moment, please. So in case not everyone on the call knows about it, this is our repository. We do have some issues in there. So one of the things that the chairs should look at is what is in there and how we could prioritize these or what we should do with these issues. And Phil, I see you're in the queue.
Yes, thanks, Carrie. I just wanted to let people know that through some Gates funding, I think I've mentioned to this group before, there is some work that is a support available to focus on single assertion credentials that has been received by the Teacher Innovation Network, and specifically the Learning Employment Record Network. And so what we're trying to do is establish a collaborative work effort between those in the LERN, those here in VCEDU, and we're reaching out to HR Open and have some initial conversations started in IEEE as well, to try to pull together a potential model for a single assertion credential for endorsements. And so I just wanted to let people know that in the new year we're going to focus on how that should be done, ways that should be done. Each of those communities brings a different perspective to or contribution to that work. LEARN is more focused on both the use cases, the concerns about ensuring equity in the impact of the way an implementation might take place. It's not the group that is bringing the coding expertise and JSON skills to the table. That we hope will come from this group, from HR Open and others that would be willing to join it. But we do have some funding to be able to pull to try to advance that one particular thread, which we think is really important, especially in self-assertions and on-the-job training kinds of claims about expertise, skills, and abilities that that are gained in a non-traditional education or structured form. So I just wanted to bring that forward and invite people to consider that, and we will announce in those various forums how we're going to proceed at the beginning of the new year. Thanks, Kerry.
Oh, that's great. Well, I was just going to ask that. So the next step will be you let us know how we can get involved and how that network will collaborate.
Yes, I'll post that to here. I'll probably put a repo about how one way we consider getting started. And I think that the technical question is in terms of how to approach this, is how do you bind together distinct VCs, an endorsement VC, and perhaps another VC that has skills and abilities or claims in it, so that an endorsement can be made across them and in a way that connects them and still is verifiable and tamper-proof. Where do you put the evidence is a second question. Is that inside the credential itself, or is that in some third location that you point to with some sort of protected hash link, et cetera. But we'll put those in the repo and in an email. Thanks.
Oh, great. And when you say the repo, do you mean like one way you could go about it is making an issue in VC Ed? Okay, great. That'd be a great way we could do the discussion.
And thank you, Timothy. I'm really interested in the Pocket team contributing, because I know you guys have made a lot of progress in this area already. So what you can bring to the table would help jumpstart this significantly.
Thanks so much, Phil. Thanks for bringing this up. As you know, this is something we're really interested in. Would love to be in the loop and be a part of the process.
Well, be more than in the loop. Help drive the loop, please.
Absolutely. You know me. I don't like to be presumptuous, but absolutely want to be a part of this. Really excited. Thank you so much for bringing it up.
Yes, and I know Dimitri has also proposed some ideas for this. Manu has as well. And not necessarily having explicitly connected this to endorsement types of credentials, but in terms of how VCs can be linked. And I think all of those folks are going to be really essential to helping us move to some sort of relatively, I hope, rapid articulation of what an endorsement credential might look like. Thanks.
Awesome. And Phil, you didn't mention them, but I'm going to bring them up anyway, is Open Recognition Alliance in Europe and also the Open Recognition at OSN. I think that folks participating in those initiatives may also be really interested in this too. So we can help spread the word to those groups as we get going. Awesome.
Kerry, what was the second one? The Open Recognition Alliance was the second one you mentioned?
There's Open Recognition Alliance, which is in Europe, and then there's the Open Recognition group at the Open Skills Network, which meets every other Wednesday. So that's sort of the U.S. version of Open Recognition Alliance. It's just hosted at Open Skills Network. Oh, yes, Simone, thank you for bringing up BlockCerts 3.0. Go for it. Please, you have the floor.
Thanks, Carrie. Many of us may have received this update from the Highland team on the release of BlockCert 3, version 3. As I'm wondering if anyone has a better sense of, you know, what is the community now that is supporting the development of BlockCert outside of the Highland group? It feels like it's attending the community.
Simone, you faded out just a little bit there at the end. Can you try that again?
Yeah, sure. So I'm wondering if anyone has been close to the development of BlockCert and knows how that particular community is working or is active, leading into suggestions to kind of keep tabs on what's happening there, maybe having them come here and present. So anyone closer to the BlockCert developments recently?
Yeah, I would love to hear more about that too. I just put a link to the email announcement in the queue, in the chat, I mean. And then I did reach out to them to see if they could join us for the next call on January 3rd. So hopefully that will work out. But if there's anyone here who is familiar with that, I would love to hear more about it. Okay. All right, does anyone else have anything they would like to bring up or talk about or tell us about or anything? Anita. Okay. Dimitri, do you have anything you'd like to add? Sorry that we missed each other this morning. I was wondering if you had anything you wanted to say to folks before we close. If not, it's perfectly fine.
No, I think you and Simone covered all of the highlights. I'm definitely looking forward to cross-pollinating and trying to keep abreast of participating, making sure that this group is aware of the work over at IMS Global, at T3, the Learning Network, and other similar specifications. A lot of interesting work going.
Yeah, agreed. I love that too. I predict, this is my prediction, is that we're going to have a pretty solid draft model doc out. I'm just going to say like early spring maybe. We could probably aim for that because I think we're really close. And once we get a draft model doc out, we will really start seeing things move forward. I'm really excited actually. I think we're going to get a lot done. We've already gotten so much done, and there's just so much ahead of us. It's going to be great. All right. If no one has anything else, then I'm just going to let us end early today and get you all on for your end-of-year activities, whatever that might be, and wish you all happy holidays if you celebrate that and a good new year. And we will see you in 2022.
Thank you all. See you in the new year then.
See you, Smiley.